Oh, surely. Well, I grew up in a small rural area of southeast New Mexico called Artesia. Artesia, my dad was a family practice doctor. He was gone most of the time because he was in a solo practice. So when I went off to college, I started in architecture because I was not particularly interested in medicine, but I got off away from home and realized my dad had a great relationship with his medical practice and the community, and it was very satisfying, and I thought, man, I could do that too. So I switched to pre-med. I was at the University of Texas in Austin for their architecture school, but I switched to pre-med and took biology, chemistry, and Spanish one summer to get caught up on my language and sciences, and then went to UNM in Albuquerque, University of New Mexico, just starting a brand new medical school. And so I went there, and because my name starts with a B for bunch, and a class was only 24 students, I was the first one to graduate, got the degree ahead of everybody else. So that was a kind of a fun distinction. So I got my medical degree there in New Mexico, and did training in Cleveland, Ohio for pediatrics, and 2 years in the Navajo Indian Health Service in northern Arizona. Shiprock, New Mexico. Very fascinating experience working with the Navajo Indians in a very rural, remote area. That was 1971 to 73. Things were pretty primitive out on the reservation. We had no air evacuation or any fancy ambulance or anything. We had a station wagon. You'd put the patient in the back of the station wagon, send him 75 miles to the nearest hospital and Tuba City, Arizona. It was quite an experience to think that was how medical care was handled back then. So it was very good. But I did then go to LA County Hospital, part of USC Medical School for pediatric residency to finish my pediatric training, and then off to rural New Mexico in a little town called Las Vegas.